AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. We're getting a worrying picture of the security at Egypt's Sharm el-Sheikh Airport from its own security officials. Police officers taking bribes as they monitor X-ray machines, lax searches at an entry gate, a key baggage scanning device that often doesn't work. Egyptian officials dispute that, saying Sharm el-Sheikh is one of the safest airports in the world. U.S. and U.K. officials think a bomb may have gotten on board that Russian passenger plane that crashed 10 days ago after leaving Sharm el-Sheikh. Everyone on board was killed. House Homeland Security Committee member Michael McCall.
I think all indicators are pointing to the fact that this was ISIS putting a bomb on an airplane.
House Intelligence Committee member Adam Schiff.
ISIS may have concluded that the best way to defeat airport defenses is not to go through them, but to go around them with the help of somebody on the inside.
Congressman Schiff was on ABC's This Week. Russian inspectors are going to Egypt now to examine airport security. They will bury 6-year-old Jeremy Martis in Hattiesburg, Mississippi today. He was killed as Marksville, Mississippi marshals opened fire on the vehicle he was riding in. His father was wounded. Two of the marshals involved in the shooting are under arrest. Authorities say they're still investigating what happened and why. A fast-moving storm may spawn tornadoes in the middle of the nation on Wednesday. This is the Storm Prediction Center's Corey Mead.
That system's going to rapidly move east and northeastward through the Mississippi Valley into the Great Lakes Wednesday night into Thursday.
Forecasters say this storm could produce winds as high as 165 miles per hour. Sunday football, the Patriots beat Washington. The Panthers beat Green Bay. The Patriots, the Bengals, and the Panthers are all 8-0 now. This is AP Radio News. Republican presidential candidate Ben Carson doesn't think the press is being fair with him. AP correspondent Ed Donahue's got this story.
Carson has faced questions about the veracity of his autobiography.
Every single day or every other day or every week, you know, they're going to come out with, well, you said this when you were 13 and you did this.
On CBS's Face the Nation, Carson says it's all meant to distract voters.
If you've got a real scandal, if you've got something that's really important, let's talk about that.
On ABC's This Week, fellow candidate Donald Trump tried to keep the allegations involving Carson alive.
I can say that I never tried to hit my mother in any way, shape, or form.
Carson will likely face more questions at Tuesday's presidential debate. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton will be in New Hampshire today. She is going to be filing her paperwork to run in the first-in-the-nation primary there. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.